Years ago, I worked for a Wall Street investment bank, so I have listened with some interest to the commentary and cocktail chatter that blames our current economic crisis on the unfettered greed of the business in which I was once employed. But from what I remember, greed, as powerful as it is, does not explain the full extent of the excesses and errors in judgment of recent years. It is more instructive to see the world of money from the perspective of those inside it as an enormous game. Competition is the essence of any game, and it is competitiveness and not mere avarice that explains why individuals of staggering wealth would put themselves and their companies at risk to gain even greater fortunes. These were people whose bank accounts had long ago eclipsed any conceivable level of consumption. The object was to beat their peers, and it was as much about winning as it was about getting. How you keep score also influences the tactics you employ. In the world of money management, performance is measured relative to an index. If you generate returns that equal or exceed the index, you should do all right for yourself. So, when everybody is playing the game the same way, buying the same securities and making money in the process, it takes enormous fortitude to stand apart and use a different approach. You may be right in the long run, but only after enduring years of doing less well than your competition. It is important to remember that in the fable of the emperor's clothes, it is a child, somebody who has nothing to lose, who has the courage to point out the emperor's nakedness. As a result, we had markets in which supposedly smart people did things that look utterly foolish in hindsight. In the end, the problem is that games are meant to be distinct from the rest of our lives. That is why we turn to them for diversion. Thus, the greatest bubble of all, the mother of all bubbles, was the notion that Wall Street's high-stakes intramurals were enclosed in their own arena. Now we can appreciate that the rest of us were shielded by only the most fragile of membranes. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.